It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Yes, you bought an inflatable love doll over the net.
The usual selection of lowbrow pulp and scurrilous biography for the Beecher Cottage.
Hello, bonjour, blessed, Canada, Iceland, and all points in between. My name is Paul Moth. We have returned. On today's show, summer cabins become a thing of the seasonal past. Serving the server, stuck on thesaurus. Roll up a good new book and get high on modern can lit. All this for you, with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. What a summer it has been. More tourists than you could squeeze into a government-funded hotel renovation, even ignoring the fire regulations. And the disasters, well, you must be as tired hearing about them as we are. One catastrophe some of you may not know about is that, unfortunately, we no longer will be carried in Canada on the CBC AM band. However, there will be partial distribution of our show on something called Radio 1 and Radio 2. I am assured by those in the know that this is a top-ranked service, and eventually it will reach most Canadians. Thankfully, there will be no similar disruption to our Icelandic services. Anyway, a big nautical hello to you. And speaking of that wonderful isle, Iceland, what a week we had over there. I've just returned from our annual Last Saturday in August in Iceland show, and Reykjavik always blows me away. And this year, more than ever. On a personal note for Kristen, I know she's listening. Also on last week's show, you may remember that we enjoyed a visit from Newfoundland trivia expert Rock Hiscock. Rock fielded a question concerning Prime Minister Mackenzie King and his interest in the occult. Well, we are now obliged to make an apology and a clarification with regards to Rock's answer to that query. And let me first admit that, though I may have egged Rock on, I did not bait him, as some have suggested. Anyway, Rock's insinuation of questionable or inappropriate relations between Prime Minister King and his beloved dog, Pat, is entirely supposition on the part of Mr. Hiscock. Furthermore, there is no evidence of a continuing cult of the dark arts or hidden world of secret societies governing the country from beneath Ottawa. Michael Enright, the former host of the celebrated radio program As It Happens, is not a Grand Master Freemason. Perrin Beattie, president of our sister broadcaster, the CBC, is not a Jesuit appliance under the remote control of an alternate second papacy. Mr. Hiscock was stretching the truth when he suggested he served in the capacity of best boy in a false lunar landing staged by NASA in 1968 near Fermeuse on Newfoundland's Avalon Peninsula. NASA assures us they do not have a drama department. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland apologizes to the Ottawa Carlton SPCA, the Masonic Order, the Society of Jesus, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, IATSE, BT Appliance of Ontario, and the Broadcasting Corporation of Canada for these errors and any distress they might have caused. Now, recorded in my Reykjavik hotel room was this group from Finland. Here is Anne-Helene Titot with Kuk Telojovetchi.
Yeah.
time for Wordworks, a regular peek at local matters literary. And joining me for the first time in months, it seems, is popular author and critic Kathleen Hanrahan.
Paul.
Kathleen, how I've missed you.
It's nice to be back. I heard you had a nasty summer season.
Oh, it's behind us now, please God. Not unlike the summer books.
It was rough. Mm. The usual selection of lowbrow pulp and scurrilous biography for the Beecher Cottage.
Yeah, the nadir, I suppose, was local starlet Veronica's tell-all memoir.
Ooh, some good tale, yes. Mm. Alleged to be the life of an actress in Newfoundland, and more recently, as she rocketed to fame and fortune in Europe.
But in truth,
an account of time spent on her back.
And otherwise, this makes Klaus Kinski look like a Trappist.
It's incredible the number of local artistes and culture vultures she's taken to bed, of all genders.
I noted that she was quite impressed by the sexual prowess of Newfoundlanders.
Well, those who manage to stay awake. More than a few legendary local lays get their balloons busted in this book.
Kathleen, Kathleen. Even a lifetime 300 batter has the occasional bad trip to the plate.
Fanned, did we, Paul?
She was throwing heat with a lot of movement on it. All I heard was the sound of the ball in the glove.
A woman of extraordinary talent, certainly, but as a book, well,
total trash.
Utterly without merit. And read cover to cover.
Oh, Natch.
Some Good Tale, published by Viva Electra, 1995.
Autumn's upon us now, so you have the first of the new quality books?
Yes. My Dark Passage, a memoir of spiritual awakening in the Newfoundland wilderness by noted British Columbia naturalist Hillard Lawrence.
That's an exquisite volume, certainly.
It's an account of self-discovery in a very poetic prose style with photographs and illustrations by the author.
Mm. You wouldn't fault it for being a little self-indulgent, would you?
Oh, no. Though the focus is kind of inward, I suppose. Lawrence had a very uplifting experience, finally even communing with the Beatuck and the Mi'kmaq spirits, and coming to terms with his relationship with his mother.
I prefer to employ the courts.
Sorry?
Good snaps and doodles, though, I grant you.
Oh, it's an attractive book, and environmentally friendly.
Recycled paper, then?
No, it's printed on hemp paper.
Hemp, eh? How BC? What do you know? Perhaps this sounds a little juvenile, Kathleen, but were you tempted at all to try smoking a couple of pages?
Paul, don't be ridiculous.
Frankly, Kathleen, I couldn't have it in the house.
My Dark Passage, A Spiritual Awakening by Hillard Lawrence from Out There Press of British Columbia, $29.95.
Next.
From the University of Newfoundland at St. John's Art Gallery, a large format.
Let me help you with that, Kathleen.
Large format book. Beyond Measure, The Visionary Architecture of Rodney Duff Wheeler, 1935 to 1975.
Now, this is exciting.
Perhaps not as well known outside Newfoundland.
Oh, I'm sure most Canadians are familiar with the work of Duff Wheeler, Kathleen. Oh, look at these sketches.
Wheeler, of course, did some of our most memorable conventional architectural work.
Oh, the rendering plant at Beta Moore.
The Badger Incinerator.
The Church of Economology Temple.
And our own BCN coal-fired transmitter.
Oh, what a legacy. I only learned recently that the transmitter actually looks like a giant radio, because you can't see that from any of the approaches to the facility.
Well, Wheeler's original plan called for the defoliation of Mount Sio, so you could get a proper view of his work.
We found compromise impossible.
Yes. He burned his commission for that design when the city fathers refused to kill Forrest.
That's integrity. Wow. He was great, but insane.
Indeed. Wheeler is perhaps most highly thought of, though, for his conceptual work.
Well, I think it's the most brilliant section of the whole book. They're here in all their glory.
The inverse pyramids.
Here's my favorite, the proposed Newfoundland legislature, the melted building.
The Cathedral of String.
Mm-hmm. The fixed link to Prince Edward Island.
Fascinating, if whimsical.
I don't get whimsy.
No?
I'll explain this. When I was young, I thought, wow, a melted building. And then I matured, and I considered it whimsical. And now in my middle years, I think, a melted legislature. How entirely appropriate.
We grow, we change.
Yeah? I don't know what's happening to me. Anyway, a tremendous book and long overdue.
Beyond Measure, The Visionary Architecture of Rodney Duff Wheeler, and it costs $250.
Thanks for coming in.
A joy to return.
And we should mention that Kathleen now has her own show on BCN. It's called Her Nibs, and it's on at 8 o'clock Sunday night.
Yes, it's a weekly literary program where I'll be afforded the opportunity to look at issues in more depth than we do here.
There's nothing wrong with concise analysis.
Well, of course not.
And you'll still be here with Wordworks?
Well, maybe not as often.
Sorry?
When I find the time.
Oh, fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Join BCN's Bernard Ayres this Sunday morning at 6:45 for the Happy Tightwad.
Record volume.
Bullish traders.
In a bull market.
Bullshit.
Yes, the top is going to blow as the markets burn red hot.
No risk.
No problem.
No chance.
Hello, I am Bernard Ayres, the Happy Tightwad. Worried about double witching, voodoo fund management, and the evaporation of your pension?
Buy high.
Sell short. Run.
Don't walk. Straight to money laundering. Central America's latest win-win profit-making scheme.
Mutual gratification fund.
Mexican jumping bond.
Ever hear of a lubricated instrument?
No. Offer may not fall under the terms and conditions of coverage provided by the Canadian Deposit Insurance Corporation.
The Happy Tightwad, only on BCN, Sunday morning at 6:45.
Neither Bernard Ayres nor the Happy Tightwad are official agents for the Newfoundland Stock Exchange.
Here's a fabulous concept. 11 women singers from Newfoundland sing 11 songs co-written by Ron and Connie Hines. The new disc on the store shelves is called 11-11. From the album, this is Davnette Doyle. She's Not Wild Anymore.
She could have made a midnight moon, let the landlord sad, sad story. Cleaned out just one closet, took her favorite shoes and whatever she could carry. Oh, but the landlord, he lay sleeping safely in his bed, no cause to worry. She wasn't going out in no place to glory. She's not wild anymore, she's too sorry. She could be on the 401 right now, doing 140. Passing semis on the double lines in a beat up 69 Plymouth Fury. She could be bent out of her mind, so that her eyes would shine, but her vision might be blurry. She's not going out in no less glory. Like a hobo train, she's almost out of whiskey. Not long ago, 20 bills and a call, put a bottle in her hand from a late night cabbie. And she would dream that she was a bell star, a saloon girl, had a gun, slinger party. But she's not going out in no blessed glory. She's not wild.
It's been almost a year since I graduated from my trusted old Underwood up to a modern desktop computer. It seems a lifetime. Now, I don't want to come off as an old dog incapable of learning new tricks.
It's something like that.
With me in my office is the man responsible for upping my links, Blaine Hart, our resident computer geek. Our resident technophile. I would have said computer geek in an earlier time, Blaine, but I'm told that that term is now considered derogatory. With me is Blaine Hart, our resident technophile.
Okay. You know, nobody else in the building has had as many problems as you, Paul, with the machine.
Yes, well, Blaine, I think that may be because I'm having trouble with my server.
Well, everybody has the same server.
Is that right?
You don't know what a server is, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, what specifically has gone wrong?
Well, my document is getting kind of unwieldy.
Hmm?
Well, I don't even bother printing it out anymore because it takes forever.
Well, what is this, though? This document is 800 pages. What kind of... You've got all your work on a single document.
Yeah. Could I have another document?
Yeah, this is quite simple. Just like this, new document.
I see. Well, that is handy. Yeah. Now, the other problem I'm having is reading the text.
Yeah, well, you've blocked the entire document, and I see it's all bold italics underlined.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see what this baby could do.
Why did you block everything?
It's been a while now, but I think what happened was I moved the mouse down the pad like this, you see, and I got to the end of the pad, and boy, the machine was just going crazy, gobbling up everything. I didn't want to go back up because I thought I'd just blow the cursor right out through the top of the screen. You're nodding, so you're familiar with this kind of problem. You know what I'm talking about here?
Sure. Another thing, there's text burnt into the screen.
Yeah, well, it's been on for almost a year, I guess.
Well, you can turn it off.
But I don't want to lose anything. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, Blaine, but the memory is electronic.
Well, you just save stuff. You move the mouse up here to the toolbar on the top of the screen.
Okay, just let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever I move the little arrow thing up there, bad stuff happens.
Such as?
Well, I got her stuck on Thesaurus, and did you hear my cabin editorial?
Hmm? No, I was up at the cabin. I didn't have a radio.
Oh, well... Just listen to this. I kept it because I couldn't. The Kubota undertaking is we more than an exterminator shill, a ordnance proposition pointed at to dunderhead a downhearted Kwandam tribe into pragmatic, it's without exception, opposite to right resource, it's anamnesis, it's currency. Now, in the end, Blaine, I didn't even know what I'd meant.
Well, one great feature of this system is the Disaurus. It just sort of dumbs it down a bit.
That's crafty. Who'd think of something like that?
Well, the software's from Los Angeles.
Ah.
Now, Paul, I have to address some complaints from people in the newsroom.
Complaints?
Yeah, well, you've been sending everyone in the building the same memo for months, and every time it comes back, it has all the addressees on the top, and it takes forever to download.
I'm sorry. I've been playing around with the internet.
Yes, you bought an inflatable love doll.
That was a mistake.
Something called a Pez juicer over the net.
I was just browsing. I never wanted those. I was just looking for modern appliances.
Paul, this machine has sustained a fair bit of damage.
Look, I get frustrated easily, Blaine. I'm off the booze and smokes, pal. Give me a break.
Yeah, come on. That was 8 years ago.
Look, once an alcoholic junkie, sedative hypnotic, trans hallucinogen, cokehead, three-pack-a-day man, always an alcoholic.
Yeah, three-pack-a-day man. Yes, I understand. Do you want your typewriter back?
Well, if I could.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. At 4 this afternoon, it's Playlets. Don't miss the premiere episode of the third and final section of Delbert Onglow's Rabbit Town trilogy, This Can't Be Happening to Me. Dad's court-appointed psychiatrist finds him fit to stand trial as Mom and sullen daughter Brenda head for Ontario with the furniture. Nice knowing you, Pops, today on This Can't Be Happening to Me. Tomorrow, Sunday, at midnight, it's the Christian Women's Hour. The fasting is over, the votes are tallied, and minority rights have been burnt at the altar of secular humanism. It's a godless future for the children of Newfoundland. Host Roberta Hounsell is joined by Campbell Blunden, who outlines a new strategy to stop Premier Faust from handing the teacher's planner over to Beelzebub. And a reminder that a new season of Variety Meets is being taped for the BCN, and the public is invited to attend the recordings at Larrasee's on Lime Street. This week, host Chubb and Stub Larrasee introduce some of the lesser lights of the abattoir. Homemakers are shown how to prepare such tasty bargains as lung, gallbladder, and pancreas. Fried, baked, or boiled, it's always delicious at Variety Meats. A full week of entertaining and informative programming, only on BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
Sixty miles west of St. John's, up the Mackinac Line, down Brunel's Lane, and onto Three Pond Pond. I'm at the family cottage, the cabin.
Ah, smells like an old face cloth. Alas, summer has ended and its final duties fall to me. I've got to close her up. Oh, always a melancholy enterprise, this. Autumn approaches, and we will the sooner be dead. My dipsomaniac Aunt Gert is, as I speak, driving Mom home, joining the Legion of Townies, heading east on the TCH to suburban heaps, soul-destroying jobs, and school. The owners of the 13 cabins around this beautiful pond, they're all gone now.
Hey, Paul!
Insufferable oaf!
Hey, Paul, what are you doing?
I'm closing her up!
You closed her up, right?
Yes! Stop hounding me. It was a decent summer up here in the woods. How many more does Mom have left?
Yeah, I'm closing up too!
Last year was a bit of a bust, what with the arrival on our little pool in paradise here of jet skis and the Sea-Doos and the Yahoo skiers. But my brother Frank, uncharacteristically, showed some initiative this spring. He strung some piano wire from just about here over to Divil's Rock, nipping or clipping, I suppose, that problem in the buds. Ouch. Wow, it's just so peaceful out here. I'm glad that through the magic of recording, I can share it with you. Back in the early 70s, I tried to winter up here once, do the writing thing, and, well, how quickly this idyll became a living hell. Anyway, to the tasks at hand now. Not sure that I like the looks of this. In a land cursed with an abundance of water, getting some of the stuff up to the shack should be such a hassle. Dad and his wisdom put the main valve in the crawl space here underneath the cabin. When my adolescence was in early bloom, I used to come down here to amuse myself. Wow. Look, an old Eaton's catalog for inspiration. Saddle shoes. Anyway, now, if I could just get in that little... God, it's stuck now. If I could just back out. Oh, every May 24th, it's the same. Mom insists that the boat be taken from the shed and put in the water for the summer. Well, it did come in handy when Frank strung the piano wire. It doesn't often see much use. And getting it up out of the pond is no picnic. First, I'll take off the motor. Oh, man. Look at this beauty. An old single-stroke Volvo Penta. Now, if I could just... Oh, man. That was a close one. Krupp's recording group and Aufgemein Gumpf. You just can't beat Teutonic technology. Made to last 1,000 years, they say. Returning the boat to the shed and packing away all the Appalachian chairs for the winter is a ritual marked in an ancient fashion. Smoking out the resident wasps. Getting rid of the old wasps' nests is a tradition not unlike the lighting of incense before the graven pagan image of some Babylonian bull or pig. But they never had white gas. Get the... Bah! Oh, my God. Oh, this doesn't look good.
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Well, I'm afraid the old shed is a thing of the past now, but so are the wasps. I did get out. Man, it was like a junior chemistry sitting there. And just as it looked as if the whole shebang was going to go up, the arse end of the first of our fall hurricanes curled in over the hills and drenched the whole affair, turning it into a sodden, smoldering pyre. Here I am, a little older, none the wiser, buffed and bathed in witch hazel. Yeah, boarding up the summer shack signals, sadly, the close of another season. But as with everything, it seems, when one door shuts, another door opens. Amazing, eh? Is that chemistry or physics? So, summer is over, but now comes fall with its pastel notes. Here in Newfoundland, we associate many sights, sounds, and smells with the autumn. The rotting verdure heaped in the fields and family vegetable gardens. The burning branches and stumps on land cleared for sods or for the daughter's bridal home. The roaring moose stampeding along genetically imprinted feeding trails right into the sights of an old 303. The sharp, dry, blistering report. Then the nostril-searing whiff of gunpowder wafting through the forest. The scent of fresh, warm blood rising from the killing grounds in an olfactory tribute to the mighty beasts. Yes, it'll soon be time to pull up the potatoes, time to set your sights, time to tune in to the Great Eastern. We could be no happier serving as a mnemonic marker of the seasons for you. So whether you're picking blueberries on the Cape Breton Barrens, bottling beaver in Bagotville, freezing char in Iqaluit, or campaigning for clean needles in Lower Vancouver, the Great Eastern is happy, proud, thrilled to be back with you. Great Eastern is blasted to you live from storied Studio O of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland here in St. John's. Our traditional engineer is Hollis Duffett. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. If you'd like to write us, we'd love to read you. Our address is 342 Dockrett Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or you can e-us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Also, catch some of our worldwide action. Hail our homepage through the art section of www.radio.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.